Everybody, Alex Newman here with the New American Magazine. We are literally at the border wall. This is the south side of the border wall, and I'm with Dr. John Spires. He is a doctor, a lawyer, and he's running for land commissioner here in Texas. Thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Spires.
It's great to be here with you today. It's great to see folks learning about the challenges we face at our southern border. We have a long border here in Texas, and they're real problems.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. You have seen and heard of just some incredible things happening on people's ranches along the border here. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, each night, men and women all along this border who've ranched here for years and years and years are seeing their property invaded. Folks will come on and cut their fences. They'll tap into their water lines. They'll cut their water lines. They'll cut their power lines. They just invade their land. But what's even worse is what you see them doing. Some of them have game cameras, and they've captured imagery that is just too disgusting to really talk about. But at a high level, it's men and young women. And it is not something that should ever happen, period. And for them to realize that the land they fought for and used and worked so hard to build on is being destroyed. It's actually, I often argue, it's a government taking. Because they're allowing folks to invade their land and they're not able to use their land as they wish. But even more than that, it's just a safety issue. It's a national security issue.
Yeah. Speaking of national security issues, you mentioned something very interesting that I want to ask you about. You said that the communist Chinese were buying up huge pieces of land here in Texas. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, a decade ago, foreign ownership of land in Texas was rather unusual. There was a lot of land being purchased, but it was for things like timber and such, okay? And these were companies that folks in Texas might actually be part of. But now we're seeing other entities buy land, whereas a few years ago we had about 1 million acres. Now we've got about 4 million acres that are in foreign ownership. And the Chinese Communist Party has been very active in that. One of the challenges we see along the border is as property values go down and people want to sell and move away because they're concerned about their family's safety, they sell their land for a song. It makes it easy to pick up, and then the Communist Party will use shell buyers to purchase the land so that they think, oh, I'm selling it to this rancher from some other city, and that person turns around and sells it to the Chinese Communists. Right next to one of our Air Force bases, we have 140,000 acres that is under control of a member of a close friend of the President of China. And so they're building, this is what's fascinating to me, they're building meteorologic towers there. And I'm not sure exactly why he needs meteorologic towers near a United States Air Force base, but also big giant windmills, and they have many other projects. So, of course, we don't know what they're doing. These are problems that we have to address in the state of Texas. We need to know who's buying our land, and we need to have some say, especially when it's a nation that intends us harm.
Absolutely. And so tell us a little bit quickly why you decided to run for land commission. I mean, you doctor, lawyer, you've got a long career behind you. And what made you want to jump in here?
Well, it's interesting. I began my life as a surgeon, and I like to serve others and to help folks. And I was a heart surgeon. I got hurt. And I always joke that nobody really wants a one-handed heart surgeon. My hand doesn't work too well anymore. And so I had to continue to find a way to serve. So I went to law school. And as I learned in law school, government does many things to us rather than for us. And so I became active in politics. The past few years, traveling all around the state of Texas, folks have been saying, we need someone who's a servant leader to address the challenges that we face. And our land office has many challenges. And I think I'm the guy to face that. We have great plans. We have great expectations. Many people say we have hope. I see this as an opportunity to make Texas the greatest it has ever been. And we're going to do that.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. John, we really appreciate it. What's the best way to find you online?
You can go to www.drjohnspires, and that's JohnSpires.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You have a great day.
You as well.